William Webster is stepping down from the top job at the government's new Accounting Oversight Board. Congress created the board to regulate the auditing business after a series of high-profile business scandals. The resignation leaves the board without a chairman just 3 weeks after it came into being. NPR's Jim Zeroli has been covering the story. He joins us now. Jim, this wasn't exactly a surprise, was it?
No, not at all. Webster had been hinting that he would leave for several days. He'd had a long tenure in government service and in a variety of positions. And I think he was clearly unhappy that he had become embroiled in so much controversy this late in his career. So today he submitted a letter saying he believes his continued presence on the board will only generate more distractions that will not be helpful to the important mission of the board. He said media interest in his case just shows no sign of abating. By the way, the letter was sent to Harvey Pitt, the outgoing SEC chairman, who himself resigned last week.
Given his record in government service, he headed the FBI, the CIA, he was a federal judge. What happened here? He was in trouble from the very beginning.
Yeah, there was a sort of a built-in prejudice against Webster from the start. This board was set up by Congress to police the auditing profession. A lot of people thought, you know, the auditors hadn't done enough to stop the accounting scandals at WorldCom and Enron. A lot of people wanted the SEC to appoint somebody who would be very tough on the industry, someone like John Biggs at TIAA Cref. Instead, they brought in Webster, who's respected but, you know, has no real record on shareholder issues. Then after it was approved, it came out that Webster had been on the auditing committee of U.S. Technologies, which was accused of fraud. Now, there's no evidence that Webster did anything wrong, but a lot of people felt that Harvey Pitt, the SEC chairman, should have told the other commissioners about this when Webster was appointed. That led to Pitt's departure. The criticism led to Pitt's departure, and Webster really found himself tainted by the controversy. So I'm sure he thought, you know, I don't need this at this point in my life. Why stick around?
What does his resignation mean for the accounting board?
Well, it has to regroup. It has to sit and decide a lot of things. First of all, it needs a new chairman. There's going to be a lot of pressure to name someone who not only knows and understands the accounting business, but is also sufficiently reform-minded. The commission is supposed to have its first meeting tomorrow, which was just basically an organizational sort of get-to-know-you meeting. But it's doing so at a time when everything is in flux. Not only is there no chairman, but the SEC itself is without a chairman. And the SEC is supposed to have oversight of the board. So it is sort of leaderless, too. A lot of people who follow shareholder issues will tell you they are very disappointed about the way this whole thing has turned out. The hope from the very beginning was that this accounting oversight board would have credibility, would make a difference, would be able to send a strong message about corporate fraud. But instead, it's become mired in controversy and turmoil itself. And that is not an auspicious start for the organization.
Thanks very much, Jim.
You're welcome.
NPR's Jim Zeroli.